Someone on a shelf, a person sits, and watches the remnants of lives gone by before she is away. This trophy case is one in a forest of many polished, categorised silos, each made unique by a particular uniformity of its fragments. While eyes darting through the silence might miss the most of people, the moment of contemplation has our ghostly reflection next elsewhere. Their physicality
does make you feel when you see this art museum reflection.
You know, it makes me a bit angry, you know, because my culture is just, confined to these little parts here.
Without me.
And, you know, from my area. And, you know, we've got other different tribal stuff here from other tribes.
Don't gaze at me. I'm not a man. I'm not an Indian.
You know, you look around the room and there's, so much stuff from everywhere.
You stole me and locked me away. You cut me off and cut pieces off.
Nobody will ever come here and learn the true history about these artefacts. Like,
I am not.
They're just going to look at them as spears, you know, as wooden objects.
Without me,
where
I'm not here.
Back home,
you are.
If we had them in our museum,
dead eyes, white lies,
you know,
don't gaze at me.
I guarantee, you know, every time somebody views them spears, you know, they're going to know. What happened
you cut
that
me
day?
And cut pieces off me, and you stand
and,
here.
You know, who made them?
I'm not an object.
And they're actually going to hear the story from the descendants of the people who were there that day. So,
and I'm not an object.
You know, that's going to be
human,
an amazing history lesson for the many people who are going to walk into our museum back home and view these items.
Instead, they gaze through us, as they will have gazed through
what they deserve. Because they are really significant
they
items.
And
you know, they're one of a kind. You know, they're so important to our culture and to the survival of our culture.
Sand, meeting the unending expanse of ocean.
In a lot of areas, it is under threat. You know,
ever within John Davis's studio,
some places we're slowly starting to regain our language and our tool making processes.
Must be single
but something like these spears, having them back home, you know, they're going to kickstart so much more.
What I see here is hair bound and unbound.
For the
public
of Australia,
a single defining
and
feature,
you know, everybody knows that
because
Australia,
the Western Explorer, found it strange.
Has a lot of
what we don't,
you know, the government's got a lot of racist policies and stuff like that. So
representing this person's gender. We know that they were likely far female, and yet we still describe them as a man.